Gonna look, it's a woman.
It's along the lines of...
Okay, so let's review a little bit. So basically, we have an isser. There's an isser for a person to make a bald spot on his head in the morning, in the form of mourning. Okay? It's like the Ganim used to do that type of thing. So it's an isser to do that. It's a lot. So the Torah states it in two places. One in Amar, which is talking about Kohanim, and another one in Devarim, which is talking about Yisrael. Okay, and the one by a Kohen, it says between your eyes. Okay, which means like where your tefillin go. And the one by so you might say the isser is only to do it there. So you might say it's only to do between your eyes. But the pasuk by Kohen just says barosham on your head, implying anywhere on your head. So it teaches you it's there. So then Gemara says, okay, so maybe I'll say that for a Kohen it's anywhere on his head, but for Yisrael, it's specifically only between his eyes. Right? So Gemara says no, because there's like zero shava between the two. So they're both the same. Maybe they're both your entire head. Okay, that's the basic clothing one. Okay. So we said like this, we said is that what's the difference between your eyes and your whole head? We said between your eyes, it's like your tefillin. It's like the most visible part of your head. And when you make a karcha between your eyes, it's like you're defining yourself as a karcha guy. This is who I am. This is my identity. Right in the most visible part above the top of my head, I have a karcha. So you identify it, labeling yourself as that guy. Just like tefillin. We're labeled as Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. So he's going to be labeled as karcha guy. So he's saying that's like a contradiction to Kal Yisrael, where we can't identify ourselves as the Derech Avodah Zarah, or the method of mourning, which is not a proper method of mourning. So you might say the Torah only prohibited when you do it between your eyes, but if you just do it somewhere which is not visible, look, it's not the highest level of mourning. It's not the way Jews mourn. There's no Isser. You say you don't feel an Isser when you kind of identify yourself with this form of mourning. It comes along the Pasuk by Kohen, and says, no, this is the Lake Kakaka Barosham. Torah simply prohibited this form of mourning altogether. Even if it's not between your eyes, even if it doesn't identify yourself. Right? So the Mother Maisa of Karcha itself is also, that form of mourning is also. So Mara says, yeah, but maybe that's just by Kohanim. Because by Kohanim, you say, Kohanim are a higher level of Kedusha. And for them, the Torah demands that they simply don't do this action b'chlal. But by regular Yisrael, Torah doesn't demand such a high level of Kedusha. Is it the highest level? No, it's not the highest level. But it's not Aser. It's only Aser if you define yourself as such. Comes along the Pasuk, the Gzer Shava, to say the Torah did not structure two different Yisrael. Even though the Torah writes it by Kohen, writes it by Yisrael, and writes it differently, but the Gzer Shava shows that there's halachically one form of the Aser. It's true, there's something worse about doing a Ben Enecham, because you define yourself, and that is worse. But that doesn't mean that's the only thing which is Aser. Even by Yisrael, the Torah Aser and the Maisa of Karcha, irrespective of whether you use it to define yourself or not. Right? And it's just, by saying Bein Enecham, it just shows you that there is something different about Bein Enecham. It's like a higher level violation. Right? It's a higher level violation. But not that the Iser is only there. The Iser is really everywhere. So that's the thing. So at this point, it would seem there really is no difference between the Kohen and the Yisrael. It's like in Torah Shebech Sav, it expresses it like there's a difference. It expresses it. But halachically, once you have the Yisrael Shava, there really is no difference at all. So that's the question I want to pick up on. Okay, so that's, I think, the Ramban kind of addresses that. Because it turns out, so then what is there, why is there something separate by the Kohen? I mean, it ultimately turns out Kohen and Yisrael are exactly the same. So is there any nafkamina of even singling out a Kohen? And is there already also by Yisrael? So this is by everyone. So why is there like a separate Isser by Kohen if they're basically the exact same Isser both by Kohen and by Yisrael? So what's the significance of singling it out?
I mean, it's pretty easy.
Ramban. Okay? So Ramban says like this. This is the Ramban in Yud Dalet Aleph in Dvarim. So he says, "Banamatam Lashem Elokeichem." That's the pasuk. It's by Yisrael. So he says, "Gamzu mitzvah mevaras." This is a mitzvah that's already explained in Vayikra. She'amra b'taras kohanim in Vayikra leikuch karcha broshem v'sam leisit tzvatas. The ato yivar. Now it's explaining ki lo ba'avur ma'as kohanim b'levad. It's not only because of the Ma'ilach Kohanim, Shehizkir, Sham, Shehem Kedoshim Le'elokayim, because the Pasuk there, by Kohen, says they're Kadosh Le'elokayim. So, Tzivu Hamza, it's not only because of that that the Torah warned them, which it sounds like over there. Avol Kol Eido Kulam Kedoshim. The whole Eido is Kadosh. V'kulchem Banim La'Hashem Al-Kechem. Kamo Kohanim. And they're all Banim Tashem, just like the Kohanim are. Im Kain. Therefore, he shemru gam atam the mitzvahs as kamosim. You too, just like originally Hashem only warned the Kohanim, because they're special, they're kadosh l'kayim. Comes along this pasuk in Devarim and says, "Oh, this thing which I warned the Kohanim. You know what? You guys Jews, Israelim, you're also special. You're also banim Hashem, and therefore you have to take on the same zehirus that they did." Right? Okay. V'aldas rav oseinu shneim ein al halmes. Okay, so they're both only for a morning. Now he says like this. V'itaken, and it seems proper, Shehoisa ha-mitzah ha-rishona, the Kohanim, the first mitzah is written by Kohanim, Lamar, to teach you, Shem haya ha-kohen mukrach u-megudad, ein roi lavoda. If he does have a karcha, the Kohen, he's not fit for avoda. Kemo she'amar v'lo yichalu Hashem elokehem, because the Pasuk says, Lezim karo v'lo yichalu Hashem elokehem, right? V'inei avodasa mechulalas. And it will teach you that the Avodah, if he does the Avodah in that case, he'll actually disqualify the Avodah. The Kan be Arkiya Mitzvah Gam Yisrael. And here it's saying this is Yimba Yisrael, the Hezrul Hashem, you need both. Right? So you need to say over here to show you even applies to Yisrael. But if it only said it here, you think it just Tamad Eser, Tishal, and Kohen alike. But it tells you over there to teach you that the Avodah is Mechola. That's another Nafkamina that actually apostles and disqualifies the Avodah. Right? So that's a chiddush, right? That's why it has to write it over there. Because it's not just an isser, he's claiming that it actually is going to pass the avoda. One second, I just want to look at the pasuk there. The pasuk there says, lo yikruch is spoken by the kohanim, okay, lo yikruch hu karcha baroshim, ufasik kanam lo yigalech, uviv sarim lo yisrutu saratas. Okay, so they can't basically make a bald spot, cut off their payas, and make gashes in their skin. Kedoshim yu le'elokayim, because they're kadosh to Hashem. Lo yichalu Hashem Elokayim, and they can't be mechal Hashem Hashem. Ki asishe Hashem lechav Elokayim hei makir mali kodesh, because they're bringing the kabbalas of Hashem. So that's the Ramban is being doresh. Lo yichalu Hashem Elokayim. What does it mean? Lo yichalu Hashem Elokayim. It means that if they do the avoda in this state, they're like mechal Hashem Hashem. So that's gonna be a pasul avoda. Ramban is deducing, right? Ramban is deducing, right? That's his deduction over here. So it turns out. So it's like this. One second. So they bring down in the footnote the Kometz Mincha and the Minchas Chinuch. I guess the footnotes on the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Ramban. He says you don't find in the Gemara or in the Rambam that the avodah is possible, right? And it says, rather, on the surface, seems from the Rambam, from the Gemara, that, look, let's say a Kohen does an Avodah with a tattoo. I don't know. He does an Avodah with, because he's in whatever, in any state of Esser. While he's eating pig. He doesn't Mechal Avodah, just his Asar, but it doesn't Pasul Avodah, right? And he says it's a big problem for the Rambam, because apparently there's a Gemara in Zerachim, Yedayim and Aleph, which says openly the avodah is in Mechol. Okay? So while it's a nice theory, it's like he's saying it's just not true. Right? And no one says it. It's not brought down the Gemara. And he's saying it's on the contrary. Gemara Yedayim and Aleph in Nizvachim claims that it's not Mechol. So let's borrow the Gemara. I mean, it's not clear to me right away how this is not from the Gemara, but I'll trust them that it is. Oh, I think the Ibn Ezra says this also. Hold on a second. Let me just look. I think the Ibn Ezra also makes this point that it's possible. What's the idea? Right? What's the idea that the Avodah is Mechal? I mean, I'd say the Ramban is a problem. Maybe it's against the Gemara. But what's the Svara? What's the Svara, right? I mean, this is a Nafkamina, right? Ramban is claiming that there's a Nafkamina of writing it by a Kohen, right? So what's the idea? Okay, good. So Ken's saying, well, I'm just going to read you the Ibn Ezra. In Amar Chaf Aleph, he says, "Kfar Nisru Yisrael Eila." Right, Klaisel already warned about these. But Tam Hiram, The reason why it's warning, I guess, here the Kohanim, ki rosh mukrach v'zaken megulach v'basar saret lo yishamesh lefnei Hashem. Saying these type of people can't serve before Hashem. Right? V'lo yichal Hashem piyeh. Fine. So basically, I think you're saying, well, look, you see a Baal Mum, it's possible for Avodah, l'chal Avodah, because it's like, he's not fit. He doesn't reflect positively Avodah Hashem, Avodah Hashem is supposed to be Mechubar. And the guy's a Mum, it's like a disgrace of the Avodah. Apostles of Avodah. Right? So what he's saying is, this is not a physical Mum, but it's like a philosophical Mum. The guy reflects an improper form of mourning, improper form of Elos. Like an idea, which is an Isser, and is like very goof, reflects a pagam in the Kedushas Yisrael. This is not appropriate for Klal Yisrael. We don't mourn this way. So it's like a guy who does Oved with like a philosophical mum. His body doesn't have a defect in terms of like a physical mum. I mean, maybe a gash would, but a bald spot isn't a mum in terms of physical mum. But it's like you look at the guy and he reflects Derech Avodah Zarah, right? That method of mourning. So it's saying is that's apostle that disqualifies him for Lavoda. Right? So the Torah specifically writes it by Kohen to show you it's usur to do for everybody. It's always an usur. But by Kohen it's a special problem because in his Avoda he's a representative of Hashem Hashem. And as such, he will undermine his Avoda. So it's not merely an usur. It's also like an undermining of the contrary to the Shem Kohen, to that, to his ability to do Avodah. Get it, right? He's Mechal Hashem Hashem if he does this. So now, how could he do Avodah? So how did it go? It says, Kedoshim Yilokayim V'lo Yichalu Hashem Elokayim Ki Yas Lechem Hashem Hashem Lechem Elokayim Heim HaKarib Mahi Kodesh. So it's like it's a Begam in their Kedusha. They reflect Hashem Hashem. And they're Mechal Hashem Hashem. So that's going to like be a tard disaster, a contradiction to the Kiyum of Avodah, if they represent the false, in their body itself, represents the antithesis of Avodah Hashem. Right? So it's like an extension almost of the Din of Mum. Similar to that idea. But, it's interesting, but I guess the footnote's saying it's a nice theory, and it sounds kind of that way from the Pesukim, but at the same time, it's not brought down Lahalacha. The Gemara, and he's saying the Gemara and Zvachim is against it, and the Rambam doesn't have it. So it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that the Rambam is claiming. So I don't know, that's... I'm not sure how to deal with that problem, but... You know, I don't really want to get into the Gemara there and try to learn how he's going to answer it or whatever. It's the Svara, it's an interesting Svara. The question is, though, is it Lahalacha? Yeah, that's good. That's a good point, Ken. It's like a mum is a mum. You look at the mum, he's got a mum. I don't care how he got the mum. Mum is a mum. He's got a defect. But a bald spot isn't a defect. The guy could have male pattern baldness or whatever. Or he has a bald spot because he made it because he got a surgery. And they had to cut a shave his head there. Right? The whole thing is bedafka betoros avelos. Right? So it's going to turn out, how's it mechal avoda? Because someone who looks at him and knows why he did it, well, that's not mechal avoda. Maybe they learn... Mechal Avoda has to be manifest in his guf. But not just something which is there and you have to know the story. So on the one hand, it's like a mum, philosophically, and it really is. On the other hand, it's like, it's not a physically apparent. So that's, I mean, that's the question is, do you say that halachically, although philosophically it's like a tart d'sashes Avoda, does it halachically register as a mum? You could argue the Torah never posits that in a halachic way. It might talk about it philosophically in the Pesukim, but to register halachically, you don't find that. That's what he's saying, is you don't find in Shas, the Rambam brought down that there's a halachic din like that. Look, they'll learn, the Torah describes it this way, because it does mechal avoda in terms of philosophically, it is. But since it's not necessarily apparent, so it doesn't register as a halachic psalm avoda. It's not going to actually pass the avoda. The question is does the Isser of Karcha create a Chal Hashem in the Gavra? As he's a Gavra who's a Mukrach. You know? He's like the Isser. The Isser itself, does it qualify him? It's true someone may not know. But do you say halachically, like what differentiates this bald spot and that bald spot? It's a bald spot Shal Isser. And that defines him as like a antithesis to Banuata Lashon HaGechem. So it's like, do you say, like, the Maisa is definitely a Maisa Isser, and the Maisa Isser is dependent upon why he's doing it. So that's true. But do you say that the violation of the Isser itself creates a Chal Hashem of the Gavra, in which case you could say it has, like, a status of a mum? It's going to pass level, da. What do you say is that since bottom line is, there's no physical difference between that and anything else, it's purely a Din, it's purely a Maisa. But it doesn't register as a status in the Gavra. To make it a psal, it seems to be a voda, it seems to be a difference. The gavra is a different type of a gavra. He's a mukrah. But if you have a chal Hashem, but what's about him is different. And a mum is the physical condition. Now you're going to have to say, the violation of the isser creates a shame in the gavra. You could argue, doesn't do that. It's history. Why he did the isser, he did the isser, he got malchus. But doesn't register as a shame in the gavra. It's not a machlokas about mum. It's a machlokas about this. Whether this actually creates a shame in the gavra. If you said shame in the gavra, it would be like a bal mum over. But there's a such thing as a permanent mum and a temporary mum. Mum kavur, mum over. So mum over, once the mum disappears, he loses the shame. So this, I guess, the shame karcha is presumably going to be temporary until the, I don't know how much it's going to have to grow back, but whatever. Okay, so now the gemara wants to know is another aspect, is that the Torah writes this Isser of two places. Once by Kohen and once by Yisrael. Once in Vayikra, once in Dvarim. In Vayikra, it says, Lo Yikrachu Karcha Barosham. This gets to your question about mourning. It says, Lo Yikrachu Karcha Barosham, implying, under all conditions, you're not allowed to make a bald spot. But in Dvarim, it says, Lo Sesimu Karcha Bein Enecham Lames. Don't make a bald spot for a mace. Implying the Isser is only if you're doing it for a mace as a form of mourning. Right? So, the question is, which one is it? Is it specifically for mourning or is it under all conditions? Right? So the Gemara says, based upon the Gzeira Shava, it basically teaches you, that's another thing which Gzeira Shava teaches you, that just like the case, just like the one in Devarim is specifically the mace, so too the one in Vayikra is specifically the mace. Slav Dafka. Right? Slav Dafka. Right? I don't know if there's a difference to Havmina that would be Kohen or Yisrael versus that, or it doesn't really, it doesn't quite do that. But, I mean, maybe you'd say there is. Maybe you'd say by the Yisrael, it's only for a mace, but by Kohen, it's under all conditions. I don't know, the Gemara doesn't spell out Havmin like that. But for our purposes, maybe we could just take it as a Havmin. Is the Isser... I mean, I guess you could have said, look, Lemes is the worst, but the Torah Aser, all the conditions, even not Lemes, Kamash Malon, no. Torah only Aser at Lemes. Right? So, I guess what would be the question is, does a guy have a right to just stop, make a bald spot on his head? Right? Just take a razor and cut a bald spot. Is that Aser? Right? Is that Aser? So you might say, yeah. Kamash Malon, no. So what's the... If you shave your entire head, that's not a bald spot. A bald spot presumably means, in the context of hair, you have a bald spot. Right? It's a good step. Let's just say that. It's a good definition. Is that, is the Isser, the Torah simply say, look, Karcha is not allowed. It's a Maisa Isser. Goyim do it. You're not allowed to do a Maisa Karcha. Right? Just like you're not allowed to destroy your payas, you're not allowed to shave your beard, you're not allowed to do a karcha. It's a maisa isser. Right? Set up a maisa isser. Like most things. You can't do tattoos, you can't do whatever. Torah calls koveya, a maisa isser. Karcha. Right? Or do you say, no, karcha is a lot of different ways people do karchas. Right? A lot of different times and reasons and places and whatever people do karchas. Torah is assering a form of avelos. There's a Goyish form of mourning, and there's a Jewish form of mourning. And the Torah is asering that form of Avelos. Right? There's a way, if the Jews mourn, And this is a mourning, which is antithetical to Jewish mourning because of those different ideas. So it's an iser of a maisa avelos. Right? There's certain types of avelos which are mutar and a mitzvah, mm-hmm. and there's other types of avelos which are asar. And right, and the difference is right, the difference is which the Torah asers that form of mourning. The form of mourning of the which Gaim do. Right? But if you're not doing the context of Avelos, it's simply just the Mais of Alma. Right? It's an Isser Avelos. So there has to be a Mace, you have to be an Avel in order for it to apply. You have to be doing Avelos. Right? So if you just had one Isser, Banim Atashan Lekechem, Los Gosukorchem, I'm sorry. If you just had the other Isser of Laiku Karcha Barosham, Ufasa Kanam Laigalecho, Uviv Sam Laiser Tzuratas, you say, look, they're just Maisa Yisurim. Just like shaving off your payas is not mourning, it's just an Isser Maisa. But then the Pasuk over here says, Los Iskodu, Los Iskodu, Banim Atashan Lekechem, Los Iskodu, Los Iskodu, Los Iskodu, Los This is the mace. It means it's an Isra Avelos. It's a Mesa Avelos, which is awesome. Right? Now, let me ask you this. Is it the case? Is this like, you could argue, it's like a philosophical question. Is this necessarily so? No, it's like for instance, you could say, look, is the or the problem is that you know you're mourning wrong? It's not the right way to mourn. Jews don't mourn this way. And the other side is going to learn the Havamina was, no, it has nothing to do with mourning. It's simply not the way Jews should look. Right? Like Rashi seemed to say. He's like, you're Banim to Hashem, and you shouldn't look disgusting like a Goyim, or whatever. You shouldn't look like a cut up. You should look proper. Is it that the case, that the Havamina was, it's just an Isser, then that Jews should look a certain way, and they shouldn't have bald spots? And the Maskana is, no, it's only an Isser of mourning. Right? Which is like a two totally philosophical things, or you know, do you not have to say that? I want to argue is like this. Maybe you don't have to say it's that big of a machlokas. What's the philosophical issue? But definitely the problem is because this is the way the Goyim mourn. That's the way the Amorim mourn, and therefore the Torah prohibited it, right? But at the same time, as we were saying before, is if you just have a bald spot, no one sees why you did that. No one sees that. It's like you're making a spot on you, which looks like Emori mourning, right? So you could say, as the Torah said, you can't do this because this is your Banim Atem LaHashem, and you have to present yourself in a way that's a Jewish way, and this looks like you just mourned an improper manner. So it's like the Torah could say, you say the Torah, like so to speak, low plug. The Torah didn't differentiate, and it asserted the Maisa. Like, for example, you're not allowed to shave your payas. Some say, because why? Because philosophically, that's the way the priests used to do it. Okay, but let's say I'm just doing it because I think it's a good style, not a priest. I don't do it with priests. I'm just doing it because I think it looks nice and because it's a style in America to do it that way. It doesn't matter. Torah asserted it. So maybe that's the reason. But the bottom line is, the Torah prohibited it. So you could say, look, the reason why the Torah prohibited it is because this is the Gaish Wayne morning. Yeah, but like, if you just do it, no one knows, sees why you did it. Bottom line is, you did it. So and then you present yourself in an improper light. So you could say the Torah simply asered the Maisa. Right? And the mourning is like the philosophy behind it. And what it's going against. But bottom line is, Kal Yisrael has to reflect a certain ideal. And you can't make your body look in a way that reflects this form of mourning. I don't care why you did it. Kamash Malan, it's saying is the Torah is only prohibiting a form of mourning. It didn't go so far as to say you're not allowed to make a bald spot because it looks like the way the guy is mourning. But it's simply asserted, like the philosophy behind it is built into the asser. The Torah asserted a form of mourning. It's definitely the philosophy, but the question is the philosophy just the cause of the asser, but the asser takes on a form of a mice asser? Or do you say the philosophy is the formulated into the Isser. It's an Isser to do a Maisa, a mourning of Karcha. It's a type of mourning. So if that's the case, then it's only going to be when you have a Mace. Right? So it's like, you don't have to say they have two different philosophies. The question, though, is like, usually a philosophy, or ordinarily, philosophy isn't incorporated into the halacha. It's just philosophy. But here, the maskana, the Torah is teaching you that it's, so to speak, built in. You're not allowed to do a mourning of Goyim. But not that there's an issur to do that maisa. The issur is to do maisa avelas, not just do the maisa, which is the way they mourn. This is two things. Halachically, the question is, as you said it before, is it a maisa issur, or is it a maisa per se, or is it a maisa avelas? It's a form of avelas. Is the issur a form of avelas, or is it issur maisa? That's the halachic question. That's the definition. But now the question is, what's that based upon? So saying is that the Amorim, the basis of the Isser, is because this is the way the Amorim mourned. The question is did the Torah say, since Amorim mourned this way, you're not allowed to do this Maisa? Because you're going to look like an Amorim mourner. You're going to look at you, people look at you and say, whoa, this is how Jews mourn? Someone doesn't know why you have a bald spot. So the Torah asked the Maisa. Or do you say the Torah asked a mourning of Amorim? You're not allowed to do Maisa Avelis that they do. Torah, this is a form of, it's an Isra Avelis. Because that's the whole reason for the Isra, is because of the Amorim. So the question is the reason of the Isra, the reason of the Isra built in, and basically you can't mourn like them? Or do you say, no, you can't make yourself look the way that they look when they mourn? It's not an Isra for you to mourn. You just simply, the Torah is Asr that Maisa because that looks like a Mori mourner. So I think what we'll do is we'll stop here. I think what we'll do next time is the Gemara is on Chaf Amud Beis. Basically, the next Gemara, it's like six lines in. Kama Shir Karcha. How big does the Karcha have to be the Isra? Okay, there's a Shir. There's like a 3-4 in Machlokas.